Many British couples are turning to help overseas when it comes to fertility treatment, especially for egg donations, and a country that's benefiting from this is Spain. One of the main reasons being there are very few egg donors in the UK, while Spain has an abundance of suppliers. Couples who turn to Spain face no waiting time at all. A reporter in Spain has been looking into it, Ashish Sharma.
Well, there are several reasons that they've given here. One of them is the compensation fee that's paid to women to donate their eggs, which is something in the region of £1,000, almost about €1,000 as well. And this is really not a fee for payment. This is more for the inconvenience of having to come in for travel expenses. But it's a sum that's big enough to encourage some women to want to donate their eggs. Spain also has very advanced techniques, both in terms of egg research, but also sperm analysis. And that also is another reason why couples from pretty much all over the world might end up going there just to get some sort of consultancy stuff done, if you like. But probably the biggest reason is that there is a law which certainly exists in the UK, and it does in certain watered down parts in other parts of Europe, whereby a donated embryo, a child, a sibling, can find out at the age of 18 who his or her biological mother or father may be. And of course, this, over the last 5 years that this law has come into the UK, has proved to be a big hindrance in women coming forward to donate their eggs, as it has perhaps for men donating sperm, because they don't really want someone knocking on the door 18 years from now to sort of say, you know, hello, mum, hello, dad, I'm your biological offspring. And I've been sort of looking at this in terms of one particular clinic in Barcelona, the Marquez Institute, where Dr. Barilla Peroma, who's international director, explained why Spain is benefiting from this UK law.
In UK, the siblings coming from donated sperm or eggs are able to find out the donor's identity at the age of 18. And some couples don't like this. In Spain, the law says that the donor is anonymous and will remain anonymous forever, so there's no way to find out the donor's identity at any time. The difference between the regulations in different countries in Europe right now makes that many people have to go abroad, and now it's very easy to move from one to other country. It doesn't make any difference in taking a plane in, for example, in Dublin and going to Barcelona or Madrid compared to London or any other city into your country.
So who actually goes for this? Is this a very middle class thing to do?
Well, yes, it certainly is. The research that the Marquez Institute has, and they can only go by the clients that they work with, and they say that they have 70% of international clients, of which 80% are from Britain, and that amounts to, in terms of numbers, looking at over 1,000 couples each year. And in their experiences, that they found out most of the women that certainly come for egg donation fertilization treatment are well into their 40s. The profile tends to be, as you say, highly professional, middle upper class women who probably have devoted most of their lives to professions and now want to have kids. But the other reason also is women who perhaps have had children, got divorced, have remarried a new partner, and now want to start a new family with a new partner. And age is a big factor why these couples don't want to go on a waiting list, according to Dr. Peroma.
Once the couple has completed the first visit, we can start the treatment almost immediately. The treatment itself takes like 1 month or 1 month and a half. In London or in UK in general, there's a big waiting list for couples that, who need to have a treatment with donated eggs. It depends on the center, but in some centers it's like 1 year, but I know some centers in which the waiting list can be up to a couple of years.
This all must be pretty costly, though, Ashish, is it?
Yes, it is. I think any kind of treatment, be it IVF or the use of egg donation, isn't cheap in any part of the world. According to the Marquez Institute, they tell me that they have various prices depending upon the needs of the couples. But as a ballpark figure, talking in terms of what would be the maximum expenditure a couple might expect to pay, it amounts to €9,000 for each treatment. But what really surprised me about it all was also the fact that they will actually accept women up to the age of 50. So they pretty much deal with people at that older, experienced end, if you like, of couples, not young couples so much. And I suppose this kind of treatment perhaps would apply more for people who've been trying over a period of time. But even in that sense, they say that according to their research, a woman's body can actually have an embryo healthily up until the age of 50, but the actual embryo, the eggs that they use, won't necessarily be of a woman who is 50. They'll use eggs of a younger female, so that the embryo itself that is implanted into the woman is actually quite a healthy one.
Gosh, do they disqualify people if they're not healthy enough?
Yes, they have a very rigorous process of testing, and this is based, of course, on health issues. If it's a case of looking at an egg donation, then they'll have to consider not so much the age, as long as it's a woman who is under the age of 50, but what her health conditions are, that she could go through a successful treatment. The treatments are expensive, so they have a rigorous policy. But of course, as they say quite rightly, people that come to them have had various systems of treatment in the past. So they actually have a pretty lengthy and a good history, medical history behind them. And it's just a case of really they're coming into the institute, going through their preliminary tests, and then calling up all of their history from their past experiences of perhaps having fertility treatments, maybe in the UK, that didn't work for them. And then they take it from there. And literally, from the moment they arrive, within a month, they guarantee that, or guarantee they say, and they've got figures of 95% to show this, women can become pregnant. So the process is far, far quicker than the 1 or 2 years waiting list that you have in the UK.
And in Spain, I don't suppose people have to speak Spanish, though, do they?
Well, no, the clinic here and the others, the 1 or 2 others that I've spoke to while I was researching this story, all have experts who work directly with clients when they arrive, who speak a number of languages. In this institute, Marquez, they have like 12 people, and they're from Holland, Sweden, Portugal, from Slovakian countries, and they all basically speak and are fluent in different languages. So they can pretty much take care of couples coming from anywhere. Predominantly, they all speak English. And of course, these people are very interesting as well, because they work with the couples. They almost get assigned a couple when they arrive, and they become very closely bonded with them. I actually spoke to one medical assistant, Daniel, who told me of his experiences, if you like, with having English clients.
I think that there are a lot of Daniels in the United Kingdom right now, because the treatment, it all happens in a very short time frame, let's say, but this is very intense for the patient and also for us. When they get pregnant, they are so happy and they want to express how happy they feel. Well, there are several patients who decide to give the name of the medical assistant to their children.
Not nice. Daniel, whose name is borne by at least one child in England, as Ash was telling me.
They are so happy and they want to express how happy they feel. Well, there are several patients who decide to give the name of the medical assistant to their children.
It's not nice. Daniel, whose name is borne by at least one child in England, as Ash was telling me.